Chapter 4 Siege 1 The end of winter was still far off, and the air was cold. But thanks to copious amounts of body hair, a certain creature felt none of the chill. His shiny black fur and the clothes he wore provided more than adequate protection from the elements. Even if he donned metal armor, the cold wouldn't seep through. His body trembled for a different reason. Anger. Even the word rage would not do it justice. He let out the instinctive growl of a carnivore before catching himself and clicking his tongue in shame. For a member of the Zustia race, growling was a sign that he wasn't in control of his emotions. Rather improper conduct for an adult. But that was only when he was among those of his own race. If one of his peers had heard him, the low rumble that came from between his sharp, closed teeth might have made their blood run cold and paralyzed them with fear. In any case, he turned away from the human city wall he had been staring at and returned to his camp. An overwhelmingly powerful demon called Yaldabaoth held sway over the many different races that had gathered here. But his control did not stem the arguments that were constantly breaking out. The allied subhumans numbered over 100,000 strong and had been roughly split into three groups. 40,000 were arrayed against the Sacred Kingdom's southern army. 50,000 were defending and managing the prison camps in the seized territory of the Sacred Kingdom. The last 10,000 were performing odd jobs, such as scouting the northern lands in search of supplies. The Zustias were currently in a detachment of 40,000 that had been drawn from the prison camp group. With that many thrown together, trouble was only natural. This time, though, there was no one blocking his path. Nothing would stop or slow him down. Who would voluntarily stand in front of a rolling boulder? No one here had the mental fortitude to disturb him when he was this determined. Advancing as if strolling across an empty meadow, he soon spotted a tent up ahead that was grander than all the rest. There were subhuman soldiers at the entrance, but they weren't for the guard duty. They were simply standing by in case the one inside needed errands run. In other words, they were gophers. The soldiers gave way, shuddering in fear, as he passed between them and brushed aside the fabric overhanging the entrance. The five inside turned sharp gazes on him. He had just drawn the attention of some of the most powerful members of the entire subhuman army, not counting the demons. All their glares were so intense that the pressure was almost palpable. But the Zustia retained his composure, unfazed. In fact, he also stood among the top 10 strongest, making him one of their peers. He sniffed derisively at their glares and dropped into an open seat. He didn't have the lower body of a humanoid, so technically he lay down. Though he noticed one of the five bob his head at him, he ignored the greeting and instead opted to scowl openly at the most powerful subhuman in the room. The target of his ire was a serpent-like creature with arms. Appropriate to his nickname, Rainbow Scales. His scales shone in all the colors of the rainbow, glittering curiously, almost as if they were wet. This flashy exterior wasn't only visually striking. As rumor had it, those scales were as hard as a dragon's. What's more, they were resistant to magic as well. On top of that, Rainbow Scales wore enchanted armor, wielded a large shield, and was a capable warrior. Little wonder he was regarded as the most formidable inhabitant of the Abelion Hills. He was a Nagaraja named Rakesh, the one chosen by the demonic emperor as commander-in-chief of this army. Lying next to him was the famous weapon he wielded, known for its terrifying special ability, a trident of dehydration.
"Why aren't we attacking?"
the Zustia asked Rakesh in a low, restrained tone. It had been 3 days since they had reached a city held by the pitiful human resistance. Yet, there hadn't been a single clash.
"I realize the walls block our way, but with our numbers, breaking through should be no problem."
There were plenty in the subhuman alliance who would not be hindered at all by these simple fortifications. If they pressed that advantage, there didn't seem to be much issue.
"You're not losing your nerve on us, are you?"
"Sir Viciousclaw."
At the sound of his name, Vajar Rajandala frowned as he glanced at his fellows.